Today, the church is celebrating the solemnity, the feast of the institution of the Holy Eucharist. Actually, this feast falls on Thursday of Holy Week. But because of the somber atmosphere of that week, Holy Week, the church set aside another day for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist, so that it could be celebrated with much solemn liturgy. Human beings have chosen to be remembered in portraits, statues, monuments, and even tombstones which bear their name. Jesus has chosen simple elements, bread and wine. It all started at the Last Supper in the upper room, as we read in the Gospel. Now, those who have been to the Holy Land and visited the upper room, they can be sure that you will never forget that event. There's a certain awe, a mysterious silence, an awesome feeling telling us that something awesome happened in this room. It was in this very room, in this sacred place, that Jesus gave us the Holy Eucharist. And he left this to the very end of his life, a few moments before he died for us, because he wanted to be a commemoration, a remembrance of his love for us. The Eucharist is called the sacrament of love, of unity. It was the Passover, anticipated, because he knew he was not going to be around on Saturday, on the Sabbath. So he anticipated the Passover dinner as a devout Jew to the Thursday, which we call Holy Thursday. At this Last Supper, Jesus picked up the bread and the cup of wine, saying, "This is my body, this is my very own blood. Do this in memory of me." Now, this is a very deep mystery. So before Jesus really gave us the Holy Eucharist, he had to prepare the people and the disciples to accept his teachings. And we find out that he walked on the water of the Lake of Galilee. And no, it wasn't frozen. It doesn't froze in the Middle East. He gave sight to the blind. He raised the dead back to life, among them his friend Lazarus, and he calmed the storm at sea. And above all, we know that he fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves. Now, we have to be careful here. I had to look it up because one priest made a mistake here one time. He said Jesus fed 5 people with 5,000 loaves. There was a little girl on his way out. She said, "What's so great about that? I can do that." He said, "You can do what?" Then he realized he made a mistake. So he corrected himself the following Sunday, and he said Jesus fed 5,000 men, people, with 5 loaves. He met that little girl again. He said, "Now, can you do that?" She said, "Yes." He said, "How?" She said, "With the leftovers from last Sunday." Now, the disciples began to see something extraordinary in this carpenter from Nazareth turned preacher. They saw a divine power. They could tell that Jesus could supersede the laws of nature. And now they were ready to accept his words, "The bread is my body." the wine, my very own blood. Take it and do this in memory of me. Of the church in Jerusalem, it is written in the Acts, the early Christians devoted themselves to prayer and fellowship and to the breaking of bread, the celebration of the Eucharist. From that time on, down to our celebration here at St. Dominic, the celebration of the Holy Eucharist has continued so that today we encounter Jesus with the same fundamental structure of 2,000 years ago. The Eucharist remains the center of the Church's life and of the faithful. If it wasn't for the Eucharist, we have no business to be here. It is the Eucharist that brings us together, sacrament of unity. A bystander here today might be amazed how so little bread and wine can satisfy a congregation which is spiritually nourished with Jesus, the bread of life, at Holy Communion. To explain to unbelievers why we gather here to celebrate would be most difficult. It is a great mystery. Thomas Aquinas says, for those with faith in Jesus Christ, no explanation is necessary. Now, the liturgy of the solemn feast of Corpus Christi, the Mass and the prayers, is the masterpiece of our brother Thomas Aquinas. Aquinas and Saint Bonaventure, a noted Franciscan, were both commissioned by the Pope to compose the liturgy of Corpus Christi. It is said that when St. Bonaventure saw what Thomas had written, he burned his own so that it would not even be considered. Now, the Franciscans might have another version of this. Aquinas gave us the most beautiful Eucharistic hymns, Lauda Sion, Pange Lingua, Tantum Ergo, and his masterpiece, Panis Angelicus. This great man, great philosopher, famous all over the world, great theologian, had simple faith in Jesus Christ. It is said that many a time he used to go in the church where nobody is there and go straight to the chapel of the Holy Eucharist and knock on the door. This is Thomas Aquinas. You think he is crazy, but he's not. He's a genius. He knocks at the door and says, Jesus, Thomas is here. That's all he had to say. He felt the presence of Jesus. Today's feast celebrates the gift Jesus gave us, his own body and blood. Today, as always, we have been invited to celebrate the Eucharist. The menu is very simple, but rich in meaning. Christ's total self-giving to us, a share in the very divine life of God. So we approach the Eucharist today with more devotion than ever on this solemn feast. And it would be good that as we come to communion, we make an act of faith, that act of faith that Thomas, the apostle, made in the risen Lord when he saw him. He said, my Lord and my God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.